This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And I know that you are that exceptional American that I'm talking to right here, right now on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. We are on Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio in the nation, if not the world. 36 hours of live talk radio every single day. Two channels, that's why we can have 36 hours of live talk radio. You can't get any place else but on Red State Talk Radio. So much conservative talk radio. So welcome aboard, a lot of things going on. Yep, Donald J. Trump smacks him down at the UN yesterday. That's still reverberating all around the area. Hurricane Maria just slams into Puerto Rico. It's moving off to the northeast, by the way, and does not look like, at least in the cone information that we're getting from NOAA, the National Oceanic Organization out there, NOAA, they have presented the cone, the cylinder by which, the cone-shaped cylinder by which this hurricane is supposed to be going in. They say it's going to be going off to the northeast and will be dissipating That is good news because we do not need another landfall for a hurricane. We've had two. This is the first time in recorded history, from what I understand, that two at Cat 4, it's like 150-mile-an-hour winds, have slammed into the continental United States in such a short period of time. So we can handle only these disasters right now. Thank you very much. Let's build and rebuild from these at this point in time. No more. Thank you. Okay. So I just declared hurricane season over. Do you think the hurricane gods, such as Jerry Brown, will allow the hurricane season to be over? Or will they be pushing more geoengineering buttons and harpists into another storm? Anyway, a lot of things going on, like I said. And I'll tell you what. It's a very, very interesting situation shaking out down there in Alabama. It's the swamp versus the swamp monsters. At all, if you know what I mean. Maybe you don't know what I mean. So let me explain it to you. You have Judge Roy Moore, conservative judge in Alabama, versus Luther Strange, the member of the establishment, good friend of Mitch McConnell. Now, we all know how I feel about Mitch McConnell, a.k.a. Mumbles, on Agenda 21 Radio. I don't know why I'd call him Mumbles. Do you? It's not so much that he has this personality where he mumbles. It's when he does mumble, and you can understand what he's saying when he mumbles, that you run into a lot of difficulty, and you understand he's not necessarily one of us folks. He's more like one of those swamp monsters. He mumbles as a swamp monster would mumble. That's Mumbles, Mitch McConnell. Senate Majority Leader who has done nothing to really help this president. No, he and Paul Ryan. This getting the lead. Okay, so this is what's going on. Jeff Sessions leaves his Alabama seat, Senate seat behind, and now they're having the election. Now, the election, they've already had a primary. Now they're having the final election going into this. And what's happening is Judge Roy Moore is way out in front. And you have a whole lot of people, such as Sarah Palin and Gorka, coming to the assistance of Roy Moore. And the lead is extending. The Alabamans don't like this Strange fella. It's not Dr. Strange. Strange fella, I called him. Luther Strange. But the president is endorsing him. Now, I said in the last hour, I think that what the president is doing is using a couple of old tactics. One of them, the hypocrisy tactic, being a hypocrite. The president is being an absolute hypocrite when it comes to Luther Strange. And he's also being a rope salesman. See, he's the biggest rope salesman in the world. If you want to hang yourself and you need some rope, Donald Trump will just snip off a little bit for you. Or if you want to make it last a long time on that free fall on the way down, he can give you a long rope and you can live just a few seconds longer, politically speaking, so to speak. So that's what I mean by he sells rope to the swamp is what's happening. So he's using two techniques, rope and hypocrisy here, because he's backing the Strange one, Luther, who's Mitch McConnell's buddy. So now we have, so why would he be backing Strange? Is it because he doesn't want to be tagged with such a conservative monster as Judge Roy Moore? I don't know. But he's claiming to be a conservative, or is he coming to the rest and saying, oh, you know, I supported Mitch. He's taking this out on the so-called Rhino Republicans, those that are really the globalists, we call them. We lump them in as cult globalists along with the other radical Democrats and so on, because they're all the same, right? Is there much difference between Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi? I mean, really? Think about it. Not much. No? There's only one thing that keeps them together. That's their religion. But that's another issue. But my point is this about Strange. Strange is a swamp monster and recognized to be a swamp monster. So that has prompted some concerns at the White House. This comes from Breitbart. White House sources concerns about crowd size for Trump. Luther Strange event. To be held at smaller venue than 2016 rally. This is what came up. Friday, President Donald Trump will appear in Huntsville, Alabama, to promote the candidacy of Luther Strange, who is competing in a runoff election with the Republican Party's nomination for the Alabama Senate seat. And, of course, that's Judge Roy Moore. But it won't be at the same venue in Huntsville that Trump received the endorsement of Jeff Sessions on the eve of Alabama's 2016 GOP presidential primary. Instead, Trump's appearance will be at the smaller Von Braun Center. You know, Werner Von Braun, that guy? In Huntsville. Remember that? 10 miles east of Madison City Stadium, the site of his 2016 event. According to the Von Braun Center website, its Probst Arena has a maximum capacity of 9,000. At Trump's 2016 rally, estimates were much higher. Their estimates were 20,000. White House aides told Breitbart News they were worried about turning out a larger crowd size for Trump, given they know the president has already given his endorsement and that he and Vice President Mike Pence are campaigning for the establishment candidate against the presumed anti-establishment candidate, former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore. It doesn't look good to have them, Trump and Pence, stumping for the guy who's going to lose, one White House official said. There it is, hypocrisy and rope in action. I love Donald Trump. Hypocrisy, he's using the left agenda against him. He's being a hypocrite, deliberately so, and at the same time giving rope to Moore and rope to who? No, not to Moore. Rope to Luther Strange. Rope also to Mitch McConnell. You see, that's the guy they really want to take down. I believe Donald Trump really is secretly campaigning for Judge Roy Moore. That's what I think. And there's nothing like a little bit of hypocrisy, which the left uses all the time, and some rope that Donald Trump really has expertise in snipping off, if you know what I mean. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. All I can say is wow. So many things going on. Illegal immigrants. Illegal immigrants. Yeah. The problem is, of course, with illegal immigrants, and I like to say this every once in a while so you understand where I stand on the illegal immigrants, is our government has failed the immigration test, if you will. Over the years, a failure to enforce the laws by our government has created a crisis that we have of epidemic proportions about immigration and the illegal immigrant in particular, immigration in particular. And it's developed this and fostered, because of its lack of enforcing the laws, it has fostered an environment in which illegal immigration has flourished and become a cult activity, thus breaking down borders, which is exactly what they want to do. This is what the totalitarians want to do. They realize they've got to break down the borders of the United States of America. So our struggle right now is to maintain our borders, our sovereignty. Boy, how many times did Donald Trump say the word sovereignty? See, this is the thing that really ticked everybody off on the world stage yesterday. All these agendas, the George Soros of the world's out there. And all of you people that are taking money from George Soros, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. The man is an evil human being, and you're just as evil to accept the money. He's trying to destroy the United States of America, and you're being played for a fool for cash. Shame on you. Shame on you. So George Soros, who's one of these people who likes to promote no borders, is one of the main actors behind a lot of this stuff, with, of course, all the agendas from Agenda 21. Not us guys. No, we're the good guys. We have the agenda for the American 21st century. It's not about the totalitarians. That's where we get our show name. But we, of course, are antagonistic. We are anti-United Nations Agenda 21 for sure, because that's where the totalitarians love to play, is in within that framework. And boy, are they playing and dancing. But illegal immigration has now become the tool of choice for the totalitarians to destroy our country's sovereignty. And it was used, I don't know, 17, 18, I don't know, 27 times, something like that, by Donald yesterday, Donald J. Trump, president of the United States, my president, your president, at the United Nations. And that was a word that made them all cringe. You could hear them puckering up in their chairs. Hello. Talk about speaking anal. Talk about being retentive at that point. Every single time Donald Trump said the word sovereignty, hello, sphincters were in action. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So now you have the byproducts of illegal immigration that's starting to creep forward even more so. And this, you know, this story I'm about to bring you is nothing new. This story we could have been reporting 20 years ago. And now we're reporting it here. In fact, I think the first time we started hearing big reports like this was back when Ronald Reagan gave amnesty. Remember we tried that little trick? Didn't work out too well. And that became a problem because it was not enforced by the provisions that he agreed to. They gave amnesty, then they got nothing. No enforcement, nothing. Bill Clinton came along, oh, we're not going to enforce that. Oh, come on. Come on down, guys. So this story about a deadly outbreak of hepatitis A that has claimed 18 lives in San Diego County in recent months is not an unusual story. It's not. When you have large masses of human beings moving and they have not been properly cared for through inoculations, you get disease, go figure. Hello. Plus, they are, when you're being overrun by humanity, which, see, this is what the war is all about. What this war for our sovereignty is all about is mass migration. They're using demographics as the tool of choice here. Weather warfare, refugee warfare, mass movements of people, Cloward and Piven, that's what this is. This situation going on in our country right now is nothing more than Cloward and Piven using human beings, sometimes known as trafficking in human flesh and slavery. How about that one? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. No need for bogarting joints here. Just put it in your pipe and smoke it. A deadly outbreak of hepatitis A. Mostly among the rapidly growing homeless populations has spread to Los Angeles. Started in San Diego at the border, go figure. And now we've been monitoring this. This story actually started to break several weeks ago. And here we are. It's moving upstream to Los Angeles. This is the way disease goes. It's moving into an epidemic to the next phase called a pandemic. Hepatitis A. If you're not familiar with hepatitis A, we're going to give you a little primer right now. First, the story. According to the San Diego Tribune, Los Angeles health officials have declared a hepatitis A outbreak Tuesday, days after a public health emergency was announced in San Diego County, where at least 16 people have died of the highly contagious virus. It's a virus, not a bacteria or a fungus. Case numbers are still small in LA County, where only 10 people infected have been reported as part of the outbreak, said Dr. Barbara Ferrer, director of the LA County Health Department. By comparison, almost 450 people have contracted the virus in San Diego. San James. Ferrer said the department is ramping up prevention efforts locally so more people don't get sick. San Diego's outbreak has already spread to Santa Cruz, where 69 people have been diagnosed. Now, okay, here we go. Up the coast, Santa Cruz is considerably north from Los Angeles. Now we have 69 reports. Hmm. 16 people have died from this in San Diego. And now in Los Angeles, 450 people have contracted it. And now we know 69 people confirmed in Santa Cruz, getting closer to San Francisco. Officials say homeless people in California are most at risk because the virus appears to be moving from person to person within the community. Boy, it gives you a whole new connotation about stopping totalitarianism one person at a time, right? And that's what they're doing here with the virus. That's the way viruses are spread. Oh, isn't it interesting? The last time I heard politicians talk about the spreading of viruses, it was two of the senators from Oregon. They went in and they told James Comey, as the FBI director, how the cow is going to eat the cabbage. And said at the time, we must put a stop to the spread of this virus. And of course, what they were talking about was the constitutional teachings of people like Lavoy Finicum, the Bundys, yeah, in the Malheur, Harney County, anybody? And those senators wanted to put a stop to the spread of the virus. They were spreading the word of the Constitution and empowering people with their constitutional rights and teaching about it. And Lavoy Finicum was on his way to teach about the Constitution, and the government assassinated him, murdered him, shot him three times in the back. Just the spread of the virus. I mean, viruses, you know, are real things. Thoughts are real things. Ideology, the Constitution, real meaning, real significance. So much. I mean, so they inoculated Lavoy Finicum, I guess. Triple tap in the back. Huh. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the spread of the viruses by illegal aliens. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
he's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about what in the world is going on with this virus, hepatitis. It's a real, no, this is a real biological event, ladies and gentlemen. This is not about your antivirus software, although they're very similar in how they behave, but you're talking about living things, okay, as opposed to non-living things like computers and so on. But the word virus is about an infectious agent. This is the thing. It's an infection. Just like you can get a virus of coded language that's going to infect your computer, okay, but now in living things, this infection goes to the DNA or the RNA. Ribonucleic acid as opposed to DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. All right, now, for those of you, I'm trying not to lose you. I'm a biologist. I just do these things. So hang with me so I can walk you through it. You know, if I can walk you through it and kind of get a glimpse and an understanding about what we're dealing with here. We're talking about a virus. It's called virology is the study of viruses. Microbiology, of course, is the specialty of viruses. So virology, the study of it, is what we're doing here. We're studying viruses and living things. There's thousands of these species of virus, by the way. And the basic component, size-wise, let me kind of point it out to you how small these things are. If you can imagine the size of a pencil, hold that pencil up, and then walk out and put it up next to your car. The pencil is the virus. The car is a single cell. Let's say it's a blood cell in your body. That is the relative size. So we're talking about something very, very small. It has a protein coat around it. And inside, it's usually got a strands of DNA or RNA. Now, these genetic materials are very different from one another, but they're same and they need one another. RNA, ribonucleic acid, actually transfers proteins to help the construction based upon the code that you find in DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid. Now, that's that twisted, you know, double helix that you sometimes see pictures of. Or if you take and tear that double helix apart, you get two sides, and that's ribonucleic acid. One strand of that double strand is ribonucleic acid. And then there's various parts of that, and I'm not going to get into the nucleotides and things like that, but the point is viruses are very, very small, and they're very, very destructive. Things like many cancers are viruses. Wow. We're talking about things like HIV, very destructive. Your common colds are viruses. The flu, influenza, are viruses. Chickenpox, smallpox, cowpox, monkeypox, viruses. Particular pernicious variety of virus called the zoster's viruses, actually. They are very, very bad, very evil. Smallpox, yes, is a... As opposed to when you get a sore throat and you get all that pus that forms on you, those are bacterial infections. Bacteria are much larger. Bacteria cells are full cells. They've got like mitochondria. They've got all these things, all the components of a living cell. And viruses can infect those too. So, but viruses are very, very small. And hepatitis, and there's several different varieties of hepatitis. The worst of it is hepatitis A. Now, these viruses are transferred from body fluids, from the air you breathe. In fact, when most people, when they get the flu, you know how you get the flu? By walking through the air in which there are droplet nuclei that come in contact with your eyes. Yeah, the water in your eyes. That's how viruses come in contact with you, and oftentimes that's how it's spread. They're very, very small. They float around in the air. And there's viruses that are infecting plants that you breathe in, you're around, that don't affect you because they're specific to plants or they're specific to other microbes like bacteria, of course. But also such as fungi. When you take a look at a plant, as an example, a flower, some of your tulips and so on, and you see a mosaic of colors on the petals of the plants, that's a virus that's gotten in there in the genetic material of that plant. That's how it looks. That's the way it comes out. It's mosaicing, it's called. Now, just a little bit of information for you. Antibiotics. You know, when you go and you get a cold and you get the flu and you go, I want antibiotics. Antibiotics are anti-life forms is what they are. A biotic is something that kills off, that is a living thing. Viruses are not considered to be living things. They're subsets. But a bacteria is a living cell. That's why antibiotics work on bacteria but do not work on viruses. There are several antiviral drugs, and of course, the study of HIV or AIDS has aided a lot in it. But the study of virology and these microbes is really it's really in its infancy, actually, believe it or not. It's been around for a long time, but it is in its infancy. But we know how it's spread, and this is the bigger point. Here in California, we have really seen an upsurge in illegal immigrants. California is fast becoming a state of Spanish-speaking illegal immigrants. They're all over the place. When you travel the I-5 corridor, which I've done here recently in this last several times, it is a hotbed of travel for those people that are coming into this country, new illegal immigrants. You can see them. Now, I'm not disparaging per se, but I'm telling you that viruses follow. The number of diseases spread rapidly. And we're going to get to a point where these individuals that are not properly inoculated against these kind of diseases, or if it's a cleanliness issue. By the way, if you go to a stop and you're going to go to the restroom or something like that, you better bring some cleaning agents with you if you're going to use the toilet or other instruments there, and make sure things are very, very clean, and wash with soap anytime you go in there. Because you never know what you're going to be able to pick up. Some of these viruses don't live outside of wet tissue. As an example, AIDS. That virus will not live in air. Wow. Doesn't live long. A few seconds. Some will live a long time. Their viability goes on for years. Outside of any host, they're called. You are called the host, right? If a virus attacks you, you are the host. Doesn't it make sense? You're hosting that virus. And then it attacks your cells. The cells are the subhost. That's the way these things work. So cleanliness at this point in time, especially in California or any states along the border, where you have a lot of people coming across that have not been health checked. See, back in the day, Ellis Island, when we had immigrants coming across, they were all given health checks. Now we don't have that. That's how disease is spread. And it is following a classic pattern in which we're going to go from epidemic to pandemic pretty soon in California for some of these diseases. And hepatitis A is perfectly suited for that. This is part of our problem in dealing with illegal immigration and immigration per se as we're doing it. We are not setting up a structure by which we can handle these people coming in. Get it? If we had an infrastructure in place where we could medically check people, provide services for them, so that they don't infect the rest of us, well, we'd be doing ourselves a service. But because it's illegal immigration, that connotes a whole different thing. And because our government has failed year in and year out to do anything about it, this is what we're strapped with right now. And it becomes a patchwork of behavior to try and stop the spread of disease versus the civil rights of various people that are diseased that are going to be in this country causing havoc from the disease standpoint. I understand the desire to want to come to the United States of America if you're an illegal immigrant. Who wouldn't? Would you rather sleep under a box underneath a bush? Or would you rather be someplace in America where you don't have the thugs and the punks destroying your lives and destroying, well, the box under the bush? See, that's what these people are escaping. We just don't have a government that's working to help them or help us. That's the sad thing. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website. Getting slammed with emails, by the way. Both accounts, AE Talk Radio and A21R.com. Viruses, people talking about viruses and drinking water and coughing. This one, coughing. You know, when you cough and sneeze, it puts out a lot of moisture. Okay. Email from Jonathan. I'm getting requests for interviews. That's kind of interesting. But the screen flashed up with new emails, so I clicked on that. You never do that in the middle of a radio show. I'm to a show host. Come on, I have to have a talk with my computer. Shut these things down. But okay, so let's the first thing from one of our viewers, the droplet. Okay, they're called droplet nuclei. What happens when you sneeze? When you sneeze, you put out, and if you don't cover your face, then all of a sudden a spray comes out of your mouth. And that forms, and it's a mist, and that mist is like an atomizer. It's a form of atomization. And in the mist, you have these tiny little viruses. I mean, and they spread. And that's why I always say a lot of people don't understand that when you have the spread of these various viruses, that's what happens. They spread. And there's a lot of different terms about how this sort of thing goes on. And I'm just sort of explaining the email here that I got. So, you know, you can have the air being influenza viruses and so on being spreading by coughing and sneezing. Achoo. That's sort of one of the ways in which things happen. And you get it in your eyes. Of course, if you drink water, you might have some gastrointestinal issues, you know, because if you drink contaminated water, you can get a whole host of problems there, not just viruses, but, you know, little things called amoebas, which are one-celled animals. And boy, are they. They're not photosynthetic. They are amoebas. And boy, they set up in your intestines and cause all kinds of problems for you. Amoebic dysentery is, of course, the terminology that goes along with it, and dysentery is not a good thing to have. You don't want to have that. So anyway, but the spread of viruses by coughing, sneezing, and so on, that's very common. That's the relationship there. I'm going to go back to the emails again here. And Ed, what's Ed got to say here? Ed, we don't want to talk to Ed. I'm sorry. Okay. Some of the stuff we get is a little bit... Not for prime time, so to speak. But anyway, so thank you for your emails, and I just got a little distracted there from the emails and all the stuff, all the other things that are happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this whole spread of disease is mounting they're trying to mount some forces against it. And this is what is really critical. And that's why I'm talking to you guys. You are the biggest force against these diseases and stopping the spread of them. You know, you're not going to be able to stop all of them, but you'll, if you're conscientious about it, where you go and who you're around, you can prevent you getting it and then passing it on to other people. So we can control the population of these viruses. And that's really important. Because once these viruses get to a strong enough population, in other words, it's a numbers game. And the numbers will play, the more people that you have with a stronger immune system that can resist these viruses, the likelihood of this becoming an outbreak or an epidemic diminishes. Obviously, the smaller number of viruses, the smaller number of people that are going to get the disease. The higher number of viruses, the larger the number of the population they're going to get it. And pretty soon, boom, you get to certain critical points of mass, and they just explode. And that's what they're trying to get a handle on right now. But, so, you know, this virus is already up in large numbers into Santa Cruz. And that's why I'm pointing it out to everybody. This is a problem if you're traveling up 99, 101, Highway 5 in particular. You're en route of a lot of traffic going on in all those corridors. It's amazing what is happening there. And, again, we've opened up the floodgates for illegal aliens that have come across the border without any medical checks. And that really is the takeaway from all this. And this is the thing that we've got to put an end to. This is part of our problem, our legacy, if you will, because we don't have proper immigration policies, which I think is terrible. We need to wake up and smell the roses. Okay. Now, a couple of things going on here. Silicon Valley, our own Chris Street, writing an article. Silicon Valley, he talked about this the other day, but I want to bring it back to you again because it's so important. Silicon Valley unemployment. What? Okay. Jerry Brown's in trouble. The state is in trouble economically. And I'm bringing this out because of New California State.com, that website. Visit it. This is going to play out because what you have in Silicon Valley, this has been the really big driver of the economy of California. Unemployment is dragging down the economy, and it's the main factor is, guess where? Silicon Valley. In Chris's article, he says, Silicon Valley's unemployment rate has jumped almost a full point since May to 3.9%. It could reverse California's epic 7-year economic boom and could lead to a crash just as epic. This is the story we were talking about the other day that he just put up, by the way. It just came out last night. It says here, Breitbart News reported early in 2017 that the San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, and Metropolitan Statistical Area, known as Silicon Valley, was rapidly losing job momentum after leading California's recovery since 2010. But the stock market's Trump bump, in anticipation of cutting capital gains taxes and ending Obamacare's 3.8% capital gains surcharge, caused a burst of venture capital deals, flooding the valley with cash. Real estate prices took off and several service jobs soared, slashing Silicon Valley's unemployment rate to 3% in May. The extraordinary economic performance of Silicon Valley was great. However, it started to become depressed. The unemployment rate for 12.5% in the state, as an example, wow, 12.5%, to 4.7% in May. Breitbart News reported that California Governor Jerry Brown trumpeted the state's 2017 May budget revision, but Brown's 64-page budget revise extolled the state's highest economic futures. But guess what? He did not bank on this happening in Silicon Valley. He didn't put that in the May revise, and now more trouble for California economically. Bankruptcy? Possibly. Stay with us.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
You know, we're talking about this unemployment rate that's absolutely skyrocketing in the state of California now. And the biggest place that's getting hit is, of course, Silicon Valley, which is where the biggest tax receipts and capital gains that are fueling the California, well, state budget, government, fueling government. Got to have bigger government. And Chris comes up with this line and says, California, which enjoyed Silicon Valley's job growth on the upside, now seems to be following Silicon Valley down the drain. The state's unemployment rate jumped to 5.1% in August, its first back-to-back unemployment increase in over 7 years. Now all of a sudden we have a spike in unemployment. It's now 3.9%, according to the state. In Silicon Valley. It says here, with Obamacare repeal failing on the in the U.S. Senate and passing tax cuts looking more improbable, the wheels seem to be to have come off Silicon Valley's economy. In the last 3 months, unemployment rose by 0.6%, June 0.2%, and July 0.1% in August. Wow. It is now 3.9% and rising. That's destroying California's tax base, ladies and gentlemen. That's the big one. When you focus on one part of the economy and everything else goes to pot, that's a sign of socialism. Must be those 600 laws that, well, are menacing us on Jerry Brown's desk right now that he's going to sign. Too much legislature. Socialism. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.